from the debut album from Tones on Tail, an LP called Pop, and a track called Lions. Danny Lash, welcome to Saturday Live.
Hello.
All right, we'll get this question out of the way at the very beginning of the interview, Daniel. Why did you lot decide to knock it on the head as far as Bauhaus was concerned? I haven't yet heard a sort of proper explanation about the sort of end of the whole thing.
Well, basically, it was quite boring, really. It was just musical differences. The usual statement.
But that's pretty serious inside a group, I suppose.
Yeah, we were all going off in different directions, so we decided that it was best if we carried on our own and just see what happens from there.
Did it affect things on a personal level as well in the end, or are you still on speaking terms?
No, we're all very good friends still. I mean, I see everybody else in the band sort of...
on occasions.
On occasions, yes.
Yeah. It's funny, you know, because from the outside it looked as though the group had so much more to offer.
Yeah, in a way it was unfortunate that we split up when we did, but the situation was that we did have a different perspective on what the band was about, and we couldn't really carry on as a group, so we decided that the only way out of it was to actually split up and do our own thing. Mm-hmm.
Towards the end of Bauhaus, you were getting a little bit more in touch with the controls, weren't you, really? Things seemed to be moving your way anyway.
Yeah, that again is unfortunate that we split up when we did because of that. But as far as a working situation was concerned, it was just impossible to carry on, really. Because we were sort of... well, as I said before, we were just going off in different directions, so we had to finish.
Do you look back on the 4 years in the group as a good time, or do you just want to get it out of the way now completely?
It was great fun.
Yes.
It was really good fun. I mean, I keep saying this, but it is regrettable that we had to finish, but something new had to happen, and we couldn't create anything new amongst ourselves. We felt that it had come to a sort of peak as far as that is with the last album, and from then we simply had to split up and do our own thing because we didn't see eye to eye, basically.
All right, we're gonna play an old track by Bauhaus, which I hope you will enjoy. This is The Passion of Lovers, which I still think sounds as new as it did when it was originally minted. Sort of fades in quietly, as Mr. Peel would say. Passion of Lovers from Bauhaus. I'm quite horrified to discover that that came out in 1981, which seems like another age, really. We're talking to Daniel Ash about his new band, Tones on Tail, which, in case people haven't seen sort of engineer's jargon for the way they store tapes on reels, that's where they put the sort of reference tones, whistles, isn't it? They say the tones
yes,
are on the tail
right,
of the tape.
Yeah. That's where we got the name of the band.
Yeah. Were you literally searching around and there it was in front of you? Isn't it those?
Yes, yeah, that was to do with Derek Tompkins, who works in Wellingborough. We use a lot, but we've always used him with Bauhaus, and he just put on the end of one of the reels that the tones are on the tail. So we said,
it's there
for a band, Tones on Tail.
Right. You're working, we haven't given them all name checks, with Kevin Haskins, a name from the past, as we can say. Yeah. Also Glenn Campling, who...
The
famous roadie Glenn Campling, it
yeah,
says.
He doesn't like being called that, actually, the roadie.
For how long has Glenn been performing rather than humping things around?
Performing? Well, he hasn't actually performed yet. I mean...
he's in the other room, I've got
he
a feeling.
He's never done a live gig, but we're hoping to start in May rather than April, which is all the adverts are going out for us being on tour in April. But in actual fact, it's had to be postponed until May.
To get it right, basically?
No, not for us. It's just a bit of a mix-up with the agency that we're going with that are doing the... They're doing the tour.
All right, so ignore...
Glenn prefers to be called Glenn the bass player or synth player.
A former roadie.
He's got a bit of an ego problem.
How come Kevin is involved? How come Kevin is involved in this project? Was that a natural move from the end of
Bauhaus? He's just got a pretty face, really, and I mean, that's the main sort of asset. I mean, we need to sell the band. If anybody's going to sell it, I think it's Kevin with his pretty face.
I think this is wonderful. You've obviously relaxed a little now, because we must say, during that record, we were discussing the fact that now the spotlight is hard and square on your face. Are you finding it a little bit odd?
Oh, yeah, I can't cope with it. But Yeah, carry on.
All right, I'll ask you a question while the spotlight's on you. Is Tones on Tell going to represent any sort of drastic change in direction for you?
No, I think really it's a continuation rather than a change. We're just many of the things that we felt that we our convictions in the past with Bauhaus are continuing with Tones on Tell anyway. And the only difference is there's a slightly different lineup.
So it's quite likely that if Bauhaus had continued, it might well have been doing some of the sort of material you're doing now.
Who knows? Yeah. He whispers. Yes, maybe. I think some of the tracks could have been used for Bauhaus, particularly tracks like War. But, yeah, we're just hoping to continue the same sort of theme as with Bauhaus to a degree. But obviously it's going to change to a certain degree.
Because of different people being involved. Right, as he kicks the table in the background, I wonder if, you know, image and presentation were a very important part of the whole Bauhaus package, and I assume that's going to continue. Has it worked out? Has it been worked out, you know, exactly how you will present
it? Well, basically, instead of black, we're just going into a negative of that, and we're using white. Just not necessarily as a reaction towards that. I think Bauhaus was very relevant for the time. But now, I don't know why, but white seems to be the colour. I think it's probably because it's spring.
When a young man's fancies... Are you still the dominant person in this band? As you were at the end of Bauhaus or whatever?
I don't know about that.
I mean, are you, as they always say, calling the shots?
No. Well, I write the words, but I don't think that's necessarily more important than the music itself anyway. I think I should give, you know, as much credit to Kevin and Glenn as well for actually producing the music. I just stick some words on top of it.
All right, what are your immediate plans now?
The immediate plans are to go in tour in May, not April, as advertised, because of various problems.
And as far as records are concerned?
As far as records are concerned, big pun. We've got a new single coming out probably in about 3 weeks' time. And we can't actually say what it is, but Kevin Haskins is just running into
the room. Kevin Haskins. The pretty face, as he said. The beautiful face.
I mean, all he needs is a moustache.
Matinee idol.
That's
Kevin.
That's it.
What's
you
the hint?
The words
there?
Out of my mouth.
What is the hint?
Well, anyway, this is a cryptic clue to the next single.
A small excerpt from a cautionary tale.
Okay.
And hidden inside the title of it is a clue.
Hello, Spider.
Oh, yes, I
see. It's a clue to the title of the next single. And it goes something like this. There's a famous seaside town called Blackpool that's noted for fresh air and fun. And Mr. and Mrs. Ramsbottom went there with young Albert, their son. A grand little lad with young Albert, all dressed in his best, quite a swell, with a stick, with an horse's head handle. Can I advertise?
Yes.
The finest that will work itself. But that's enough, I think, because I'll watch one for ages.
Yeah. Here is a hint.
It's about 4 minutes long, the actual poem.
So live performances will get the entire version of Albert and the Lion, will they?
Maybe, yeah.
Along that way. Gentlemen, thank you both of you for coming in today. We'll play a track that I believe is not going to be the next single. This is Real Life.